Got some audio I'd like to play here this morning, and I think this is feel-good stuff.
Yeah, love feel-good stuff.
I've got a mate. His name's Brent Thorogood. He runs Thorogood Plumbing locally. He's a good mate of mine, really good plumber, really great plumber, and he runs a third-generation business that his granddad set up, his dad took over, and now he runs. And he posted this video the other day, and he told a story of something that came up when he went to a client's house, and I showed this to Jamie, my wife, and she got emotional. Oh. So it is a bit of an emotional one.
Not usually getting super emotional talking about plumbing jobs.
No.
But
take a listen to what happened here. Really listen to the story. He tells a little bit of a story here, but it's one I think you're going to like, okay? So take a listen to this.
So Thorogood Plumbing is a third generation family business, started by my granddad, taken over by my father. Both of them sadly have passed away now, but I took the reins of the family business. Now, I was just at a client's house, a lovely client's house at East Gosford here, and she said, Thorogood, I remember your dad. He worked at my house. He did a hot water service for me. And it was a nice conversation. We talked about, you know, how he worked and how I worked and just the history that she's had with Thorogood Plumbing. She said, well, I've got something for you. About 35 years ago, your dad did a job for me. And he rang me the next day and said, I've lost my favourite screwdriver. If you find it, can you give me a call? Anyway, the time went past and she did find it, but it had obviously passed too long. So lo and behold, she said, I've got something for you. There it is. 35 years later, she held onto this screwdriver. And she's just handed it on to me. So that's going up in the office. That's something pretty proud that we've got here. My father's screwdriver. Bit of history there with Thorogood Plumbing. But look, I hope you all have a good day. Hope your day's as full of love as mine is today.
That's beautiful.
See, that gives me goosebumps because yeah. When I see that, I genuinely feel that is a message from Brent's dad. Do you feel
totally,
that kind of stuff?
Totally like, get it.
It's his dad over, you know, looking over him and
yeah.
It's a little sign that his dad's sort of still there. That's the way I see that stuff.
What are the odds too?
35 that, like, years.
He goes to that house and his dad left his screwdriver there. She kept it.
She kept it.
Weird. And then she had the opportunity to give it back to the son of the dad, to the business, like.
I could see Brent at the end of that video get a little bit emotional because
yeah.
I put myself in that position, and if that was my dad, I would feel a definite connection. And I want to put it out there this morning, 131060, messages from the other side. This is people that have left us.
Yeah.
But you get a little message that they're still around.
Oh, 100%.
This must happen a lot.
And even if it's just a wild coincidence, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's how you interpret it. And if you've interpreted it as a message from someone who's passed on, take the message and run.
I've got to hear these. 131060, do you have something like that where they've moved on but they've just left that little reminder that they're still around?
Yeah.
Let's see what we get. 131060, already a couple of calls coming through. We'll take these calls next. Let's go to Michelle on 131060. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Have you had a sign from the other side?
I have. From my auntie, who I was very, very close to growing up. My middle name's named, I'm named after her, my middle name, Diane. She was very, very dear to my heart, and she was very much into earrings. That was one of her really, really, you know, big things. She loved all types of earrings. And so when she passed away, she left me some earrings because I was like a daughter to her. She only had a son.
Yeah.
And I'm very much into earrings as well. That's something that we share in common. And I always have an earring go missing. So, and it always shows back up again.
What?
So I'll have an earring and then I'll be like, wow, I know I put it in, you know, in my pocket or whatever it was, in my bag. And then it'll come back and then it'll be there again, even though I've looked for it.
And you feel like that is the message, that even when you lose one, she's always there to find it for you?
Yeah, like she's always, like it's like she's, you know, wanting me to remember her and go, hey, I'm around, I'm here. and then they show back up again. And there was the one time I looked in my drawer in my bathroom, and I knew I put these set of earrings in there. I knew I did. And I looked everywhere, like, for ages and could only find one. And then, like, a week later, the other one was in there, and it, like, was all the way down in, like, my bobby pin packet. And I thought, for sure, she's put that back. You know, like, I always feel that way when I miss the earring.
Michelle, that's the kind of dead person I'm going to be. I'm going to mess with people from the other side.
Yeah.
I'm going to, honestly, and I've said to Glenn, if you remarry someone, I'm going to haunt her. Like, I'm just going to. But it is cool that you've got that association and that you're constantly reminded of this person that was so prevalent in your life.
And you can feel it.
Great.
That's the thing. When these things happen, you can feel it. Thanks so much for sharing, Michelle. Let's go to Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well.
Good, honey. What's your sign from the other side?
Well, my husband worked for Telstra for many, many years, almost 20 years, and he passed away in 2017. But before then, we would always tease my husband and say that he was going to end up with a pink Telstra truck because he had a blue and a green and orange. But we would tease him that he was going to get a pink one, pink truck, and he'd be like, no, no. Well, whenever the girls and I are down or having tough times, we see pink Telstra trucks everywhere.
No way. Yep.
That's amazing. I love
That's
that.
That's beautiful.
And then recently my dad had to have heart surgery, and he was in hospital for the NRL Grand Final. And we were all really, really worried. And there were pink Telstra signs all through the NRL Grand Final to let us know that he was going to be okay.
Oh, wow, Vanessa.
I love that you've got that, Vanessa.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, so many of these coming through. I get goosebumps with this stuff.
I know. It's so cool. I love it.
Thanks, Vanessa.
I love it.
One more. Let's go Kerry this morning. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Kerry from Kingdom. I love your show.
Thanks, Kez.
Love your feedback.
My mother died 15 years ago. We were cleaning out her villa and found her and Dad's Bibles. So we bought them back from Yarunga. I packaged them up, put a note in it to my sister because she was seriously struggling. Yeah. But I hadn't posted them. I just hadn't got around to it. You know how it is. So I went to my first Mariners game. Someone stole the car.
What?
It was found at the bottom of the Wadigans. And I still think that was my mother's doing too because she had no tracking skills. But lo and behold, about 3 weeks later, my sister rings and says, thank you so much. And I'm like, what? The Bibles were posted to her by whoever stole my car.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
A friendly thief?
A friendly thief. A conscience? Maybe a conscience. I don't know. But
yeah.
Anyway. Wow.
So that was always my thing.
That's crazy.